I think you can clap better than this. I think you can give a shout to the Lord this evening. Amen. Zechariah chapter 8 and verse 6. Somebody's humming. Chapter 8 and verse 6. You know, tonight, tomorrow night, and Friday night, you are here for a miracle. I didn't hear a good amen. And, you know, I found this scripture. And it says, thus says the Lord of hosts, if it is marvelous in the eyes of the remnant of this people, that means you, if it is remarkable to us, God says to him, it is not. There is nothing too difficult for him. And that is why I'm excited that you are here this evening. Because something that you thought was difficult to achieve and to do will come to pass in these days. I didn't hear a good amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Tonight is the first night of our atmosphere for miracles. It is because that is the need of the time. And today, tomorrow, and Friday, it will be fantastic. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It will be fantastic. Your clapping is... And for these days, you know, if you can work on the sound while I'm talking so that we have a good sound when the man of God comes up. You know, for these days, we have two remarkable men in our midst. Yeah, two remarkable men. One is well known. The other has been here before. But these are two men who both walk in the move of God that makes the impossible possible. These are two men who are able to speak the oracles of God such that what God has said and has purposed to do, it will come to pass in our lifetime. Hallelujah. Tomorrow we have Bishop Kojo Bempa. He was here last year and it was something else. Amen. For the first time, I saw my church members giving cars away. I said, I didn't know it was possible. I thought it happened in other places. But when a man of faith comes, your faith will rise. When your faith rises, there's nothing you cannot do. I didn't hear an amen. But even better, tonight, there's a prophet in the house. Oh, I said, tonight, there's a prophet in the house. And you see, there are pastors, evangelists, apostles, and all those other offices that God gave us as gifts. But the prophet is the man who is an agent of change. When he comes into your house, where there was no baby, a baby will appear. I didn't hear an amen. Where there was only a little oil in your hand, it will become a bucket of oil overflowing into other containers. Where an iron has fallen into the water and has sunk, a prophet will make it rise up again and float on the water. Oh, you didn't say a good amen. A prophet is an agent of change. How many here need a change in your life? How many here are not happy with the way things are going around you? Oh, tell somebody, I'm glad you came. I'm glad you came, because such an agent is in the house. And you know, you see, when somebody comes to bring his credentials, ask him, where are you from? Before you buy the things the man is selling, it may be from Taiwan or from somewhere where it will last. So you must ask him, what you are selling, where are you from? Luckily, happily for us, by the grace of God, the man who is coming, when they ask me, where is he from? I can tell you where he's from. He's from the Turning Point Service. Yeah. From the turning point service, where they have 10 things around. But tonight, he's in the atmosphere of miracle service. Atmosphere for miracle service. You didn't hear me. The atmosphere for miracle service. Are you shouting tonight? Are you happy to be here tonight? Are you celebrating tonight? Then stand into your feet. Welcome, Prophet, my convener, Bishop Eddie Fabian. Put your hands together. Oh, keep clapping for him.
Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, wow. Why don't you show some love to this wonderful man of God, Bishop Patrick Bruce. When we call him Archbishop, he says no. But once an Archbishop, always an Archbishop. What do you think? Do you agree with me? Please put your hands together for this great and anointed man of God. Hallelujah. We bless God for his life and for such a great gift he has blessed us with. Amen. We thank God for all that is going on here in Bantama. I believe that many lives are being affected. And God is doing great wonders in this place. And I tell you, there is more to come. God is going to do greater works in your life. Oh, I didn't hear your loud amen. So we bless God for his life and for this great ministry that God has given to him. Amen. And I also want to salute all the pastors in the house. God bless all of you. It's such a blessing to be here again. I think Bantama is my home. So when I come here, I don't need any. I'm just at home. So it's a blessing to be here. Hallelujah. And I also came with my beautiful wife. Amen. We thank God. But I believe that we thank God also for the father that he has given to us, Bishop Doug Heywood Mills. Please show some love. Show some love. Wow. I tell you, he's given us an opportunity to also do something in the house of God. And we are so grateful to God for his life. We pray that God will continue to anoint him and fill him with more grace. Amen. Well, tonight, I don't know about you, but I'm here to receive a blessing from the Lord. If you are too, why don't you just lift up your hands to the Lord and ask God to minister to you. This week is going to be a great week for you. God has prepared great things for you this week. Just bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Oh, Rabasunda Rabashanda Rabababa. God of miracles, signs, and wonders, as we worship, you will do it again. You know it. You know it. I think it's Edwin Datsun also. God of miracles, signs, and wonders. As we worship, you will do it again. Oh, God of miracles, signs and wonders. As we worship, you will do it again. God of miracles, God of miracles, signs and wonders. As we worship, Come on, worship. Signs and wonders, signs and wonders, as we worship, slowly meet again. God of miracles, God of miracles, listen, signs and wonders, as we worship, you will do it again. God of miracles, signs and wonders, signs and wonders, as we worship, he will do it again. God of miracles, God of miracles, and wonders,
signs and wonders,
as we worship,
as we worship,
you will do it again,
you will do it again.
Oh,
God of miracles,
signs and wonders,
as we worship,
do it again. One more time, God of miracles.
God of miracles.
Signs and wonders. Signs and wonders.
As we worship, you will do it again.
Oh, God of miracles.
Signs and wonders,
as we worship,
he will do it again.
God of miracles, signs and wonders,
as we worship,
you will do it again.
God of miracles,
signs and wonders,
signs and wonders,
as we worship,
he will do it again.
God of miracles,
God of miracles,
thank you, Jesus.
Signs and wonders,
signs and wonders,
as we worship,
he will do it again.
Oh, God of miracles,
signs and wonders,
as we
signs and wonders,
he will do it again.
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 Signs and wonders,
he will do it again. Yes, Lord, we worship you tonight. God of miracles, signs, and wonders, as we worship you, Lord, tonight, do it again. Do it again in somebody's life in this place. Oh, Jesus, talk to God right now. Tell the Lord, do it again. Do it again tonight also. Do it again, do it again, do it again, Lord. Lord, have your way tonight. Do it again, Lord. God of miracles, signs and wonders. Lord, do it again in our lives. Father, we want to thank you for your presence in our midst, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Have your way, Lord. We come against every work of darkness, Lord. Let your will be done tonight. Bless us with signs and wonders, with miracles, Lord. We bless you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, are you putting your hands together? God bless you. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Please turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11. Hallelujah. How many are believing God for a miracle tonight? Believing God for a touch? Believing God for something to change in your life? Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 11, let's read from verse 32. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It says that, and what shall I more say? For the time will fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah and of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong. I mean, these are miracles that are taking place. And tonight is happening in your life. Yeah. Waxed valiant in fight and turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Verse 35, women received their dead raised to life again. May that be your testimony in Jesus' name. Whatever is dead in your life is coming back to life again. And others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Hallelujah. Tonight you can title my message, Faith for the Miraculous. Hallelujah. When it comes to the miracles of God, it takes faith. And we must get to the point of believing God for some crazy things. I think that the times we are in, we must become people who are believing God for crazy things. You must have some crazy faith to believe some wild things. Yeah. See, because God cannot do anything without your faith. Most of the times, he needs your faith. And he needs people who have a crazy kind of faith to believe something crazy. Yes. And then God will move in your life. Tonight, I don't know whether you are believing God for something. You have a crazy faith to believe God for something. Oh, I don't think that I came to the right place. Maybe I should go to Asukwa or I should go to some other place. But are there people here with faith tonight to receive something big from the Lord? Then may you receive it in the name of Jesus. Yeah. One day a sister came to me and said, Prophet, He said, my beloved is SS or something, ES or something like that. He said, I want you to pray so that it will change to AA. Yeah. Hey! I said, no, this one, I'll see faith, but I haven't seen this one. But you see, God works with your faith. Yeah? And so when she said that, I said, well, if you can believe it, then we are going to pray and believe God for it. Why not? I said, why not? So tonight, you can believe God for something big. I don't know what you are believing God for. But once you have faith that it is possible, it is happening practically in your life. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Oh, I see not less than 10 people receiving something very great. The Lord is giving it to you tonight. If you are the one, let me hear your loudest amen. I agree with the sister and we prayed. I was there when she came back to me and said, Prophet, you remember I came to tell you that we should pray for my beloved. When he went back to check, the thing has changed from AS to AA. I see you believing God for something crazy. The Lord grant it to you in the name of Jesus. It is happening practically in your life. Oh yeah. Sometimes some of the things is amazing, but people believe it, and it happens. See, somebody has been believing God for a child for years. They say, I believe that God can give me one. And that's it. It happens. So I don't know which one. The other day I had a man, he was talking, he said he needed money. I think Evangelist Shuttlesworth, what's his name? Shuttlesworth. Yes. He said he was believing God for some money. He sowed a seed of $100,000 into Evangelist Dag's ministry. He was there when he got a message that he should report at the office. And he said, what is the matter? I said, you have to be here. Eventually, he said he would not be able to go. But what's the thing? So a woman just came and has signed a check of $1 million. Hey! I see you receiving a great miracle. People are believing God for what thing? So he said he was believing God for a jet. Are you sitting here believing God for chalowati and things? Listen, I see God doing something great in your life. People are believing God for their dead husbands to come back to life. May you also believe God for something great to happen. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Whatever looks impossible to you tonight, I see the God of impossibilities making the impossible become possible. Receive it in the name of Jesus. It is happening practically in your life. According to your faith, it is happening. Receive it in Jesus' name. Yes. He was there and a man called him and he said, the Lord has told me to give you a jet. Hey! Jet. So he said, give me 2 years. I'll give it to you. That was the first time he heard from the man. Exactly 2 years later, the man called him again. Meet me at the airport. The plane is there. No, you see, you don't believe it. May you receive that which you are looking for. May the Lord grant it to you. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Yeah, I don't know, but the Bible says that time will not permit to talk about people like Gideon. I mean, these guys were wild guys. Gideon, he was there when an angel appeared to him. And the angel was greeting him and saying nice things. He said, hey, angel, hey. What are you talking about? What are you saying? He said, God is with us. How can you say God is with us? He said, look at me. Where are the miracles? I don't know whether there are some people here tonight who are asking God, where are the miracles? Yeah. Many years ago, they used to have an advert. Nasikano wa he. Oh, they were. Nasikano wa he. There's an advert like that. Mensako, mensako. So today we are asking the miracles. Gideon asked the angel that the miracles. No. Tonight, as we are asking God, may God bring a miracle into your life. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Na miracle no way. Our him fa. He said the miracles that they have told us about our fathers, that they were this, they were that, these great things, Moses, this, that, that. Where are those miracles? We want to see them in our time. I don't know about you, but I am believing God that me too, I will see some crazy miracle. Oh, your amen is very weak today. May you also receive a crazy miracle. Oh, as many as are receiving it, it is happening practically in your life. Believe God to have a jet that is parked at the airport. It is going to be your own. I know why you can't shout amen, because you cannot believe it is possible, but it is happening practically in your life. Believe God for a miracle of your own house. Believe God for a miracle of traveling. Believe God for a miracle of having your own baby. It is happening practically. Receive it in Jesus' name. The guy asked the angel, yes, my angel. I think Judges chapter something, 6 or something. Are you there? He's not there. Something, verse 13, 15, those places. This, the guy greeted, he said, thank you very much, Mr. Angel. And Gideon said to him, oh my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befalling us? And where be all his miracles? Where are the miracles which our fathers have told us about? Oh, tonight I see people who are asking the question, where are the miracles? I want to experience some miracles. I want to see some miracles. And tonight the Lord will answer you. The Lord will give you a miracle. If you believe you are the one, shout amen. Oh yes. Oh yes. And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Philistines. Tonight I came to tell you, God has not forsaken you. I said, God has not forsaken you. He may have turned his face away from you for a short while, but in these 3 nights, God is going to look back at you again. And God is going to send a miracle your way. If you are the one, shout, I receive it. No, tonight I'm looking for people with faith, because I came to declare some things over you. As long as you can believe it, it's going to come to pass in your life. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. You are going to build your house overnight. Oh, only 3 people heard me. You are wondering whether the wedding can come on this year. It's surely going to come on this year. Receive it in Jesus' name. Oh, yeah. You will travel and go and come. It will not be a problem. The Lord will make sure it is happening in your life. Receive it in Jesus' name. Where be all the miracles? Yes, that was the English. He said, where be all the miracles? Na sika no wa he. Na miracle no wa he. I see God giving you a miracle. At the end of this convention, you'll be shouting, Minsako,
Miracle. Give the Lord a shout.
Oh, yeah. Now, I'm looking for some people who believe God to sow some seeds. Crazy seed. Sow it. And believe God. That something is actually, people are believing God $1 million. A jet is being given. Charlie, you are sitting down just coolly. It's like, oh, anything goes. God is looking for people who can believe for some wow things. Yeah. Peter was sitting in somewhere and Jesus appeared. He said, listen, we have toiled all night, oh. You cannot come here and come and be telling us some things. Well, it's up to you. Do you believe it? Peter said, nevertheless, at your word. At your word. We are going to do it. And when they cast their net to the side, man, come and see miracle. Come and see fish. Hey, tonight just believe the word of God. And may it come to pass practically in your life. It is happening. I feel the Lord blessing people already. Your net is about to break. Oh, I don't know. The Bible says when Jesus got there, the people, they were washing their net. It's like we are tired. We have given up. I see some people, it's like we are tired. We have believed and believed. We are not seeing anything. But from tonight, the Lord is going to cause your net to begin to break. Receive a more than you can carry miracle, more than you can carry blessing, more than you can carry breakthrough. Receive it.
Oh Jesus, miracles are taking place. Where are the miracles? God is going to give it to you. The miracles that you have heard about, you are also going to experience it. The great things that you have heard about, you are also going to experience it. I met a woman, she had twins. And you could see the other one was sick. They said was suffering from cancer, something. And the baby, the other one was 2 years old. And this one was like some 3 days old, looking so small. Man, she said, I believe God can do something. And she can't believe it. I mean, some of the situation, when you look at it, you wonder whether something can come out of this. But she believed. See, the reason why some of these things are important, when Paul came to the Romans, in Romans chapter 1, and he said, I long to see you that I may impart some spiritual gift to you and all that. Then he said something. He said, and this is going to work out through our mutual faith. Mutual faith. It's like your faith and my faith combined. Things are going to happen. Tonight, see great things happening in your life. He said that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. It is not just me. You and me, our faith combined, things will happen. The woman said, I believe it will happen. We prayed. You will not believe it. This boy who was sick, I used to have the pictures. I need to find it. The boy changed, transformed. Now you can see that, like when they do experiment, they have control, and this was a typical example of control, because twins, they were born on the same day, and this boy was just transforming. You see, he had become a healthy baby. They went to check at the hospital. They said the cancer has disappeared. Tonight, according to your faith, may you receive a great miracle. It is happening. Happening practically. You know, the Bible says that there were some people who quenched the violence of fire. I mean, their faith
They could believe God for anything. These four guys in Daniel chapter 1, the Bible says that they were captured. And the king requested that he needs some people in verse 4. The Bible says that, verse 3, he said, and the king spake unto Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel and of the king's seed and of the princes. Certain of the Israel. There are certain people who qualify for some things. And tonight you are one of those people. And he described the people he was looking for. Men. He said, children in whom there is no blemish. You are going to be one of those people. Tonight the Lord is selecting you for a great miracle. But well favored and skillful in all wisdom and cunning in knowledge and understanding science. Science students. Are there some science students here? Sometimes when science people see miracles, they appreciate it better. Because science people, they always want, yes, it's a miracle. Understanding science, such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace. Kabushakata. And whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat, of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. Palikoshanaba. At the end of the day, we are going to see what is going to happen. And the Bible says that they chose some people, verse 6. Now, among these were of the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Now, these are powerful names. But somehow, the Bible says, when you go, it said, unto whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names, for he gave unto Daniel the name of Belteshazzar. I don't know what that one means. And to Hananiah, he called Shadrach. And to Mishael, he called Meshach. And to Azariah, Abednego. Wow, look at that. But these people came with very powerful names. And it may look like it was just by chance that these ones were chosen. But it was very prophetic. Daniel means God is my judge. Maliko Shata. Tonight, God is going to be your judge. God will judge your case for you. Oh, yeah. The Bible says that we have come to Mount Zion. We have come to the city of the living God. We have come to an innumerable company of angels. And he said, we have come to God, the righteous judge. Tonight, you have not just come to anybody. You have come to God, the righteous judge. And he will make sure that he will judge the case in your favor. Whatever the enemy has stolen from you, the Lord is taking it back for you in Jesus' name. I hear the word restoration. May God restore to you whatever the enemy has stolen in the name of Jesus Christ. He will judge. He will judge. In Genesis chapter 30 and verse 6, after Rachel has struggled and gone back and forth, she said, God has judged me. God has judged me. And has also heard my voice and has given me a son. Therefore, she called his name Dan. God has judged me. Tonight, God will judge you. He will judge you fit to receive a miracle. He will judge you fit to receive a blessing. Tonight, receive that baby you are looking for. I don't know what you came here for, but may the Lord grant it to you in Jesus' name. He is the righteous judge. He will judge in your favor and ensure that that which is yours, you receive it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the God we serve. couple of years ago, my mother-in-law, her land that somebody had taken, and the land had been there for years, I think about 16 or so years. But one day God stepped in and God said, give that land back to the woman. And the land came in at the right time because she needed some money for something. At the time, she didn't need that land again. So she had to sell it and pay for that thing. But it came at the right time. So it looked like God had delayed the land. But the land was given to her just at the time she needed some money. And when she got the land, she just sold it and got the money. And then, so it may look like God has delayed, but God has not delayed. God is going to come through for you. And God is going to bring that miracle your way. If you believe you are the one, shout out, receive it. So these four, Daniel. El means God. God is my judge. And then there was Hananiah. Hananiah, it means God has favored me. Yeah. The favor of God is what makes the difference. God will favor you and make the difference in your life. Your life is the favor of God. Your car you drive is the favor of God. The wife you have is the favor of God. If somebody is going to propose to you, sister, it's going to be the favor of God. Without the favor, you'll be walking. You'll be as beautiful as whatever. But nobody will mind you. But when favor locates you, that's how come Esther was walking in the palace. This woman who was from wherever, her uncle brought her to town. She was in the village. Village girl. What can turn a village girl into a queen? It can only be the favor of God. The man brought her into town and there was a beauty contest. He said, sister, join in the beauty contest. People were going and walking and shaking their buttocks and other things because they thought that it was by shaking of buttocks. But it's not by shaking of things. You may shake and shake and shake, but still, sometimes you see some sisters, they would do their hairstyle, they do it this way. I mean, because like the brother is not noticing, so sometimes they pull some of the hair, one is covering the eye. Hey! Next time she's done some stuff, the hair is standing like this. Still. More than what? DSTV. A dish. But when the favor of God comes upon you, oh, tonight, the favor of God is locating somebody in this place. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight. I prophesy over you that the favor of God is locating you wherever you are. The favor of God is bringing you out and giving you a testimony. If you believe you are the one, shout yes. And the king loved Esther above all the women. When favor locates you, they will not even know why, but they just love you. I remember many years ago, I used to work somewhere. I was there in the office. A man came. He came to buy where you sell some huge cars, BMW. The man came to buy 7 Series. 7 Series, people don't buy 7 Series. Oh. 7 Series is like 2 houses put together. It's very expensive, about 150,000 euros. If you pan and you can pay, I mean, the man came to buy. He came to buy one. And then I was there, then he came back again. I mean, those days, I mean, this, I saw the favor was just working, because where I was working, people don't just sell those cars. Not before you sell that car. I remember one of my mates, he asked, he called a friend, he had a provision shop, and he was telling him that people are not buying the cars. And the guy said, but even me, I'm selling toilet roll. The people are not buying it. How much more your car? It's like toilet roll that the people need every day. They are not buying that one. Then this is your BMW. But the guy came to buy 70 series. Then I was there, he came again. He said his car that he was using has had an accident. And his wife said, the first one he bought it for his wife. I remember when we went for to give the car to the wife. Oh, you'll be there. You will drive one. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I remember we went to give the car out. Hey! My boss was the one who went with me. He said, the man wants to tell his wife, BMW, be my wife. Hey! Give the car. Came back, he said his own car has had an accident, and his wife said, why has he bought 7 series for her and he is using some other car? So he too should go and get a 7 series. So he has come to buy another 7 series. Hey! God will bless you with money. You will drive a nice car. From today, we cancel every change of my car. In the name of Jesus, you are going to drive a nice car. Why not? Why not? I said we are in a time where the children of God must believe God for some crazy things. I heard the testimony of a woman of God. She went into a shop where they were selling cars, and she went for test drive. Listen, don't be afraid. Walk into any showroom. Am I talking to somebody here? I am speaking some comfy. Comfy pony be into you. To enter into a showroom. And tell them, I want to go for a test drive. Oh, please do it. Every showroom is supposed to allow you to go for a test drive. Yeah, nobody will arrest you. It's a good idea. You have arrived that I want to drive. She sat in the car and she drove around. Yeah, sometimes it's driving a feeling. I don't know. Yeah. Feel it. Yeah. Take some pictures. Sometimes enter a shop. Take the suit. Wear it. Fit it. You see, because when you begin to feel it, you see that you are getting it. As the woman sat in the car and she was driving, she was declaring, the car is mine. I receive it. I declare that this car is mine. I am going to have it in the name of Jesus. Meanwhile, she needed to betray it. But faith, bonnie, faith to be a desert. Tonight I see people with faith. May you receive something crazy. She drove around and she brought the car back. Tracy, flexing Kwan. Then the salesman. So, madam, how are you ready to buy? She said, you hold on. She said, my father will come and buy it for me. My father will come and buy it for me. I just came to choose the one I like. My father will come and buy it. And she left and went. She was there 2 weeks later. Then she received a phone call from the salesman. Hello, madam. Hello, madam. Yes, yes. Yes, you remember the last time you said your father will come and buy the car for you?
Hey, what am I hearing?
So just this afternoon, a certain man came here in suit. He said he's your father. He is coming to buy the car for you. Come on now. I see somebody. According to your faith, you are receiving a miracle. Give the Lord a shout. Hey, hey, hey. Yeah. And that woman, her father had died long ago. So she asked, how did he look like? Because she knew that. He said, oh, a certain tall man. He walked in here. He said, you remember the lady who came here the other day? Who said her father would be? I'm her father. I've come to buy. And he paid for it. I see a car being paid for you. You are receiving a car free of charge. By faith, receive it. Oh, yeah. You'll be there. I said, you'll be there. As you are reading the scriptures, it didn't say by money. This person did this. By money. This person said, by faith. By faith. By faith. By faith. By faith. May you also, by faith, receive something in the name of Jesus. I was there. I said, I've run out of suit. I need a new one. I was there when somebody brought a suit to me. And actually, he brought something, a package. This DHL type of packages. And he said, this thing came for you. And I said, what is it? He said, somebody brought it. He said, the address is there. The phone number is there. So when I opened the thing, it was a suit. Exactly my size. When I wore the thing, it was exactly my size. I said, hey, who has been able to know my size? Cutting the exact, you know, sometimes when you wear some trousers, some suit, you see the leg. Now, then you meow. You see, every time you'll be moving your leg like this, you are not sure. When you lift your hand, you can't lift it. Has it happened to you before? I said, no, but this one was not like that. Everything was perfect. So I said, let me find out who this person is who has brought this suit to me. Charlie, up to today, I've been calling the number. It's not going home. Oh, I see somebody. Oh, I don't know whether I'm preaching to somebody tonight. I see somebody bringing you a great blessing. Don't worry about how it's going to happen. It will happen. I said it will happen. I said it will happen. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. It will happen. Just believe that it will happen and live your life. It will happen just like that. You will see that it's happening. And God, he everything that you are interested in, he's also interested in. Yeah. The man who came to buy, he didn't know that he had helped me by buying those big cars, because nobody buys 7 Series. 7 Series, I mean, you are removing 150,000 euros to buy a car. And you go, not long after, 2 weeks or 3 weeks, you come again that you want another one. But what should you do? May God bless you with money. Oh, I said, may God bless you with money. Many of us, it's lack of money. That's why your life is the way it is. Yeah. Ose mi de mi di ice cream and me ni so chin me. Opoa. Unisika ose aye. Ice cream pa. Now we ni so chin you. Oh, you are lying. But from tonight, you'll be chopping ice cream. You'll be enjoying some nice things of life. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Now, when you don't have money, when you see people going to KFC, then you are bored. They don't know what to use their money for. And they are going, my brother. Oh, but from tonight, may you have money to enjoy. May you have money to eat. May you enjoy some nice days of life. In Jesus' name. Every day when you eat, you drink a lot of water. Put a lot of cubes inside. Shemima. Hey! It's mixing the drinks, mixing. But God is going to bless you. It's going to be a beautiful miracle in your life. When God favors you. Yeah. Psalm 89 verse 17. The Bible says something. It says that, you see, for thou art the glory of thy strength, and in thy favor, it said, our horn shall be exalted. Beautiful. Nice. Now, when you look at it this way, you may not understand it, but look at the Amplified Bible. The Amplified Bible says that, do you have Amplified Bible? Yes. The Amplified Bible says that, for you are the glory of their strength, their proud adornment, and by your favor, our horn is exalted, and we walk with uplifted faces. Yeah! You will be walking with your head down, but God is going to give you a miracle. God is going to give you a testimony. You'll be walking with uplifted faces. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Comfy pony. Because the Lord has done great things for you. When you are walking, there's a way you walk. The Bible says we walk with uplifted faces. Uplifted faces. Sometimes our heads are bowed down. Yeah. Zechariah 1, it says that there were certain horns that were released, and the people were walking with their heads bowed down. Because things were not working. Sometimes you don't lift up your head, because when you lift up your head, something bad can easily happen. So you just keep your head down. Humbly down. I don't know whether you have seen somebody in the church before who doesn't want you to see him. No, you see, I'm talking from experience. These are things me too, I know. And the Lord has moved me from that place. That is why I'm telling you that you too. Yeah. Have you sat in the trotro before and you saw somebody you knew but you didn't want the person to see you? No, I said, you will help me be one chair. Am I talking to somebody? Am I dialing somebody's number? From tonight, God is going to change your situation. You are going to sit in your four-wheel drive and you'll be moving with your head lifted up like this. If you believe it, shout, yeah! And we walk with uplifted face. Did you see that scripture in Zechariah chapter 1? I think verse 19 or so. It said there was some horns that had come. And these are the horns which have scattered Judah. Hey! Verse 21. He said, then said I, what have they come to do? He said, these are the horns which have scattered Judah, so that no man did lift up his head. You can be in a place, everybody's head is down. It's like, yeah. Abrabo. Today somebody sent me a WhatsApp video, very funny, two people talking. I said, Charlie, Abrabo, no idea. I said, why are you? I didn't know, Kasa. What's in Adam and Eve? I put a no more DNA place, no more DNA, quite a bed. You can't even lift up your head. But tonight, the favor of God is locating you. I see you walking with your head lifted up. Receive it. Sometimes you owe so many people, you don't want to lift up your head. You have to stay. And you are moving coolly. Yeah. Oh, but favor will locate you. Amen. When the children of Israel were leaving Egypt, Moses told them, he said, God told Moses, tell them, I'm going to give them favor before these people. He said, ask for anything. Anything. It will be given to you. I don't know whether if it was you, what you'll be asking for. But come and see. People were asking for cars. People were asking for money. But asking for things. Tonight, may that favor also locate you. Anything you are looking for, may the Lord grant it to you in the name of Jesus. When favor locates you, anything you need, and all the things that the Egyptians are taking from the Israelites, it was all returned to them. He said, but every woman shall borrow of her neighbor and of her that sojourned in her house jewels of silver. Hey, women, may you receive some jewels of silver and jewels of gold. Yeah. You deserve some nice things. This type of things you wear that your neck is always itching and all that. It's not proper gold. But God is giving you proper gold. He said, borrow anything. And you shall put them upon your sons and upon your daughters. And you shall spoil the Egyptians. He said, I will give you favor. Eh? Where is that? Was that verse 21? He said, yes. And I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when you go, you shall not go empty. Wow. Tonight you are not living here empty. You are living here with a miracle and with a blessing. Yeah. It looked like God had just, they had just chosen some people, but it meant something. Then Meshael means who or what God is. Who or what God is. You see, you must get to the point of knowing who or what God is. The Bible says, he that cometh to God must believe that he is. What is he? You must know. So that you can believe him and trust him for something. Something crazy that this God, he can do it. This God, I know him too well. He can do it. I can trust him. If I sow a seed, one time I sowed a seed. I don't want to disclose the amount. But it was something that I felt inside me, inside my body. When the Lord said, give this money, I felt it in my body. And sometimes you feel it's Satan talking to you. Say, Satan, get thee behind me. That's where you understand the scripture that says they that sow in tears. Every time you are sowing, you are just laughing and moving. You haven't sowed a certain type of seed. But there are some seeds when you are sowing. See, you But those are the seeds that move God. You sow a certain type of seed, and then it stirs up something powerful. But you see, you must get to the point of knowing who God is. Many times we don't know who God is, so when we say sow a seed, you don't even believe it. Yeah. It's like you're working with somebody, a boss that you don't trust. There are certain things you wouldn't like to do. I don't trust him. But there are certain bosses, they say, you give me your car. You know that as you are giving him your car, by the time he comes back, it's another powerful car that he's bringing to you. Who or what God is, you must believe it. That is what makes the difference. The difference between people is a certain knowing that they know 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 that this is the God that I serve. He can do it for me. And you can believe him. Oh yes. Oh yes. And then Azariah. Jesus, I sense God's miracle power. People are getting to know who God is and his mighty power and his grace and his favor that is working in your life tonight. Makatola bashande. Mikaturia kasatalabane. Mikotuda basulama. Azariah means the God who will help you. The God who will help you. So you see, when you look in the lives of these four guys, you can see these names playing out in their lives. The Bible says that when they came before the king and they checked them and they asked them questions and all that, the Bible said they found them 10 times better. 10 times better than the magicians and all these learned people. Oh, I prophesy that you will be 10 times better. Your finances will be 10 times better. Your marriage will be 10 times better. Your business will be 10 times better. Your Christian life will be 10 times better. At your workplace, you'll be 10 times better than your colleagues. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Oh yeah. God will make you 10 times better. They found them to be 10 times better. Tonight, I sense a 10 times better miracle. A 10 times better. Whatever you have, God is giving you something 10 times better. 10 times better. The people envied them. They didn't like them again. It's like, who are these guys? And that's it. When you become blessed, people envy you. It's part of the blessings. Yes. You have enemies that you don't even want, but it's part of it. And the Bible says that they set a trap for them, that they would catch them and put them in the fire, because they knew that the king said, anybody who doesn't worship this thing, the image, they will go into the fire. And the Bible says that these guys were grabbed. They took them. I mean, they had promotional, but they took them inside. And as they were taking them, they said, listen, make it 7 times hotter. Because the people, when they came, the comfy with which they came, the king said they should bow. They said they will not bow. He said, our God will deliver us. Our God will save us. Oh, King Nebuchadnezzar, as for this one, we will not be careful to answer you. Because we have tried him. We know who our God is. We know. He favored us. And he has brought us this far. We know the same God will deliver us. And the Bible says that as they were putting them in, I said, listen, even if he doesn't deliver us, we don't care. We will still serve him. But they knew that he would deliver them. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Listen, we are in times when the enemy would like to scare us and frighten us that things are not going to work. Listen, find some corners. Try and bow. Sister, you see, a man will say, listen, let me sleep with you and pay your school fees for you. Yeah. I don't know why the place is quiet, but yeah. Your boss will be telling you, let me sleep with you so that you have promotion at the workplace. These are times where we must know who our God is. That I don't need to open my legs for a certain man to sleep with me. My God is able to save me. My God is able to bless me. My God is able to give me a miracle. Is it promotion? The Bible says that God is a judge. I'm telling you, the name is a judge. God is my judge. He said he is the one who promises. Promotion does not come from the east or from the west or whatever. He said, but God is a judge. He lifts up one and he brings down another. God is the one who will promote you. It's not that man. It's not that boss. Yeah. And if he lifts you up and God has not lifted you up, you'll be coming down again. Don't bow to any of these pressures, because we are in times when the pressures are going to be more. More. Seven times. Seven means it's like perfect, complete. They can't go any further. That is why seven times hotter. And it gets to a point where now the thing is so difficult that if you don't take care, even church, you will not come. Yesterday I was praying, I was telling the Lord, I said, Lord, release some power into the church that we will experience certain powerful things, because the enemy makes us feel that we don't have a God who can help us, but we serve a God who can help. Oh, whatever it is tonight, I came to tell you, it is possible. I said, it is possible. God will do it for you. I don't know what you are believing God for, but he will do it for you. Yes. He will do it. Oh, Jesus. When they put them in the fire, even the people who were putting them in, they themselves, they got bent. The people were putting them in. And then they went in. And I like the way the Bible puts it. The Bible says that when the king came, he saw them there. They were there. Nothing had happened to them. They brought them out. They said, all the princes and all the other people should come and see. The people who fire has no power over them. Yes. Verse 20, 25, 26. What is it? They came here, then came out of the fire. Verse 27. He said, and the princes and the governors and the captains and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power. No power. Hey! The enemy will try to scare you, but I came to tell you, he has no power over you. Yeah. Tell the enemy, you have no power over me. You have no power over me. You cannot declare how my life will go. You will not be the one to determine. I have a God who will determine how my life should go. You have no power. Whatever they will bring has no power over you. Nor was an hair of their head singed. Neither were they, their coats changed. And I like this one. Nor the smell of fire We don't even smell. By the end of that trial, we will not even smell that you went through a trial, because God is going to bring you out in a very beautiful way, and nobody will see that you have even gone through a trial. Am I speaking to somebody here? If you believe you are the one, can I hear your loudest amen? Has been through things. I went through a season where I was sick. Yeah. I almost died. In fact, I died. Some of the doctors in the church will tell you. When they saw me, they said, this one. Yeah. Prophet called Dr. Barco, asked him, is this thing sinister? Kind of thing are we dealing with? But when you look at me today, you don't smell something like that. There's no smell. I'm even looking nicer.
Oh, yes.
Because sometimes when you go through the fire, you know, you need it to come out. Bible says that he will promote you through the furnace of affliction. Have you seen that scripture? Isaiah 28. Isaiah 28. Look at it. Isaiah 28, look at verse 5. Verse 5 says that in that day the Lord of hosts will be the crown of and the diadem of beauty for the people. Verse 6, and for the spirit of judgment, see, verse 8, what is there? Verse 8, verse 9, all the tables of, it says, whom shall he teach knowledge and, am I looking at the right scripture? Maybe Isaiah 48, is that the scripture I'm looking for? It's a scripture. Sometimes that scripture is not bad for your dream. Verse 9, what does it say? Thank you, Holy Spirit. For my name's sake will I defend my anger. Is that the scripture I'm looking for? Verse 10, what is there? What is in verse 10? It said, behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. It is through the furnace of affliction that God will choose you. Proverbs 25, verse 4. He said, and he will remove the dross. Have you seen that scripture? Not dross, you. And yes, I dross. He said, take away the dross. I don't like the way your mind is working. Not that one. Take away the dross from the silver, and there shall come forth a vessel for the finer. Hey, he is called the finer. He will make you fine. Oh, you are going to come out fine. There are certain dross. The dross is impurities. You people, the way your mind is working. Take away the dross. The dross. Take away the dross. Impurities. There are certain impurities in your life. But when the miracle comes to you with those impurities, you cannot handle it. You will not handle it well. One brother, he got a car. I mean, every day he's giving the sisters lift in the church, and his wife will be standing there, and he's giving sisters lift. So you see that a lot of dross is in this guy.
Oh, yes.
They have to remove the dross. You have brought another version. Yes. Remove the impurities. Because not dross in the yard, you know. But there shall come forth a vessel for the finer. I see many vessels that are coming out. You are going to come out very fine. You are going to come out beautiful. You will come out very fine. Receive it in the name of Jesus. He's called the finer. He will make you fine. Everything that is not nice in your life,
He will make it fine. I see God making things fine. Yeah. That's why we sing that song. Are they fine? Are they fine? Are they fine? Are they fine? Are they fine?
I just tell us, Jesus, to make me fine.
Some people ask me, say,
waiting to make me fine. I just they tell them, say,
if it Jesus,
they make me fine.
When people ask me, say,
waiting they make me fine.
I just they tell them, say,
if it Jesus,
they
make me fine.
Oh, are they fire?
Are they fire? Are they fire? Are they fire?
Oh,
are they fire? Are they fire? Fire, fire.
I just didn't tell them, say, if be Jesus, then me. Oh, are they fire?
Are they fire? Are they fire? Are they fire?
Are they fire?
Are they fire? Are they fire? Fire, fire.
Oh, I just didn't tell them, say, Jesus go make you fine. Oh, you are going to receive a nice testimony. It will be very nice. Some of you, your wedding will be very nice. It will be the talk of the town. Oh, many of you came here sad, but you are living here smiling because the Lord is going to do it for you in Jesus' name. He's going to make you fine. I tell you, by the time the people came out of the fire, hey, they were looking good. Yeah, even in the fire. Because you need that fire. A lot of people have not survived the fire, so you are not experiencing a certain level of blessing from God. But you are going to be there. God is going to give you that favor. God, who is your help, he will help you. Yeah. Bible says in Psalm 46, it said the Lord our God is a very present help. Very present. There, I was telling some people, there are some people, they are present, but they can't help you. And there are some people too who can help you, but they are not present. But God, he is both present and he can help you. Oh, I don't know whether I'm talking to somebody here. The king said, I see a fourth man. He said, did we not put three people in there? But I see a fourth man. See, because he has promised. That's what the Bible says, Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. Let your conversation be without covetousness. Don't covet somebody's things. Yeah. He said, for he has said that I will never leave you nor forsake you. So verse 6 says, so that you may boldly say that the Lord is my helper and I will not fear what man shall do. Of fear, because the Lord will be your helper. You don't have to covet. You see somebody as blessed. Oh, praise God. Very soon, me too, I'm going to drive my own. Very soon, the Lord is going to do it for me. Yeah. He said, when you go through the fire, I'll be with you. When you go through the water, I'll be there. I'll be there. In Isaiah 63, verse 9, he said, in your affliction, I am also afflicted. I am there with you. Don't think you are alone. I'm with you. I'm with you. Whatever you are going through, I am there with you. Through it all, that's alone. He said, I am with you. Don't think you are going through alone. I'm talking to somebody tonight. You think that you are going through alone. God said, I should tell you, you are not going through alone. He said, I will not allow you to go through alone. I will not allow you. I am with you. In all the affliction, he was also afflicted.
He said, and the angel of his presence saved them. There's something called the angel of his presence. When you are going through difficulty, the angel of his presence will be with you. Many times people are concerned, was it Jesus? Was it who? Because the Bible says that the man said he looked like the Son of God. So was it Jesus who was there? It doesn't matter who was there. All we know is that what the person is doing there is the most important thing. That in the midst of the fire, the people feel like they are in an air-conditioned room because of the fourth man. I came to announce you, there's a fourth man with you. There is somebody who is walking by your side, who is ensuring that that miracle that you are professing, it comes to pass. As the people said our God would deliver us, the angel was there to ensure that the words that they said came to pass. Tonight, whatever you are saying, there is an angel of God who has been assigned to you to ensure that that thing comes to pass in your life. And tonight, put that angel to test, because he's going to make sure your miracle comes to you. Stand to your feet wherever you are. Oh, yes. Lift up your hands to the Lord wherever you are. Oh, yes. Lift up your voice tonight. The angel of his presence. The angel of his presence. He's right by your side tonight. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He said, let your conversation be without covetousness. For I'm going to help you. I'm going to provide for you every need of yours. Lift up your voice and talk to him tonight. Talk to him tonight. Talk to him tonight. There's an angel that has been assigned to you to ensure that that thing you are saying, it comes to pass in your life. That is his duty. He is right by your side. The angel of his presence. 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 Lift up your voice and talk to him tonight. Talk to him tonight. He is the God who is your judge. He's going to judge your case and judge your matter and ensure that the thing is in your favor. Pray tonight. Pray tonight. For you serve a God who favors you. Who favors you and make sure that things come to pass in your life. Talk to him tonight. Kola baba baba dona batanda rianda, rapa dodo dobo sheka talala bandori atanada mane, ropo dodo kotori asanda la bandaba, ye libakuta rianda, lupata batori asanda la banda. Oh yes, we know the God that we serve. We know the God that we serve. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder. Oh, la patanada badaba, of those that diligently seek him. Tonight is there a diligent seeker here who is seeking God for a miracle and a breakthrough and a sign and a wonder in your life. Open your mouth and pray and cry to God in the name of Jesus. Mada patoria sanda, yika patolia bandere de breketolaba, shemandoria sandalabana, ye la kutada badaba, ya bandoria sandarabana. I see angels on assignment tonight. I see angels on assignment tonight. I see angels on assignment tonight. I see the impossible becoming possible tonight. In the name of Jesus, Barakatoria Sanda, Rapapapapadokatoria Sandarabane, Shila Bandoria Sandaraba. The God who is your judge, the God who favors you, the God who is
Mandoria Tadabanda, the God who can help you. Tonight, he is here in our midst. The angel of the Lord is here to help you, to judge your case in the name of Jesus. Madabatoria Sandarabane. Repa dodorobo shekatalabanaba. Rapapa dodorobo shekatalabana. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Robandaria sonaraba. Ask for something tonight. Ask for something specific tonight. The woman said, My father will do this for me. Tonight, you are like Gideon, who is asking the question, where are the miracles of God? Where are the miracles of God? The miracles that we have heard about. Oh God, may we experience your miracle tonight. Open your mouth and cry to God. The miracles that he have told us about. The miracles that our fathers have told us about. Oh Lord, I want to experience that miracle in my life. I want to experience the healing. I want to experience a breakthrough. I want to experience the touch of God. I want to experience the financial miracles in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and cry to God. Where are the miracles? Where be the miracles? Where be the miracles? Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Oh, can I hear somebody praying tonight? Badekato badaraba shandaraba. Ye badororobo shekatarabane. Ye baloloko todiana. Ye babababaloko todiasana. Lift up your voice and pray. In the next 7 minutes, something is about to break through here. Open your mouth and pray tonight. Lift up your voice and pray. Something is breaking loose. Something is breaking loose here tonight. Open your mouth. The presence of God, the angel of his presence, the angel of his presence, he has been sent to you tonight according to your faith, according to your declaration, according to your belief. Open your mouth. Pray tonight. Balolobo so katala bababa. Lebreke toria sandalabane. Yelepe toria sona bababa. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Tonight, oh God, where are the miracles, oh God? Oh, tonight, your people are here. Believe in Lord for a miracle, for a testimony, for a breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. Balokotoria Satalaba. Beka banana brakotoro mosheka talaba. Cry to God. Tonight is my night. Tonight is my night. Tonight is my night. Tonight is my night. Open your mouth and pray. For the angel of his presence is here tonight to bring you a testimony and a miracle. Yes, Lord. A miracle, Lord. A miracle, Lord. A miracle, Lord. Pray 5 minutes, pray. 5 minutes, pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Talk to God. Yes, Lord. Ramadolo lobo solaba. Lombanderiasa. Oh, Jesus. Listen to me. Tonight, I don't know what you want to do. Some of you may want to kneel down. Some of you may want to lie down. Some of you want to stand, whatever. But tonight, you want to cry to God that where are the miracles? I need to see that miracle. Lift up your voice in the next 5 minutes. Open your mouth and pray tonight. Lipa papa la kataraba. Lupa doria satalabanda. Shandara batoria sane. Ye da dona papa do talalabane. Ye katoria sandalabanda. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Padoro Cotoria Sandere Brina. Dobre Catoria Sandarabana. Yes, Lord. A miracle in the lives of your people tonight. Mashon Narabana. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. emotional miracle, spiritual miracle, physical miracle, financial miracle, in the name of Jesus. Dokatoriata, Takatoria Sandara, medical miracles, in the name of Jesus. Lord, do it for your people. Do it for your people. Do it for your people. Rapando da Katanaba. Pray tonight. Pray tonight. In the name of Jesus. Call on the Lord. Cry to God. The angel of the Lord is here. Declare your faith. Declare your faith. Declare what you believe. Declare that my God shall supply all my need. Robada Katona. What is that miracle? What is that miracle? What is that miracle you are believing God for? Ask him tonight. Ask him tonight. There is nothing too hard for God to do. In the name of Jesus, something crazy, something crazy, something crazy. Believe God for something crazy. Paloka Tanaba, a crazy kind of faith to believe God to do it for you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, do it for your children. In the name of Jesus, miracles, signs, wonders, miracles, signs, wonders, miracles, signs, wonders, in the name of Jesus. Palakataraba, ya baba balokatoria sana, ye baba balakatara, mandoro boshe kataraba, ye balolo turia sana. 3 minutes, 3 minutes, 3 minutes. Pray tonight. Call on God. Call on God. We know whom we have believed. We know whom we have believed. We know whom we have believed. He's able to save us. He's able to deliver us. He's able to help us. He's able to bless us. He's able to give us a miracle. Maloko toro robo shekatala. De breke tudie sandaraba. Loboro robo shekatalaba. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Madoro robo shekatalaba. Oh, yes. 2 minutes, pray. 2 minutes, pray. Call on the Lord. Something, if the enemy will do it 7 times, we are also doing it 7 times. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Give somebody, Lord, a mind-blowing miracle, a mind-blowing testimony, a mind-blowing testimony. Roboko tudie satala baba baba. Yay! Robolobo sokatala baba baba. Balele breke tudie sandala baba. Oh yes, Lord. Lobada baba shola katala baba baba.
Miracle worker,
Jesus.
Miracle worker, come and do a miracle today. Come and do a miracle, a miracle today. Miracle worker, oh, come and do a miracle today. Oh, come and do a miracle today.
Miracle worker, come on.
Lift up your name is Yahweh. Your name is
Yahweh.
Yes, Lord.
You are the miracle-working God.
Your name is Yahweh. Tonight is happening. Your name is Yahweh. Oh, Jesus.
Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle-working
Something is happening tonight. As the keyboard is filling the house, I see the angel of his presence
touching somebody now. I see some people receiving a touch right now. It's happening all over the place. The power of God is here. Jesus, just the keyboard. Touch them right now. Just the keyboard. The power of God is flowing through here. Right now, receive it. It's flowing. Receive it now in Jesus' name. That's it. That's it. That's it. Ashes, watch them. Watch them. About 10 people are being touched tonight. Take it now. Receive it in the name of Jesus. The angel of his presence is standing right by your side. Watch them and carry them to the front quickly now. In the name of Jesus. Take it one. Take it two. Take it three. Take it four. It's happening right now. Five. Jesus. Carry them to the front. Some of you can feel a presence all over you. The angel of his presence is right with you. The fourth man is with you right there. Carry them to the front tonight. In the name of Jesus. Some of you can feel literally that somebody is standing by your side. Oh Jesus. If you are that person, I need you to come to the front. Some of you, tears are running down your face. It's the heavens that have been opened over you. The heavens have been opened over you. The heavens have been opened over you. In the name of Jesus. Mandoria sandaba katuria sandere. Give me some oil. In the name of Jesus. Something is happening here. Oh. Lift up your hands to the Lord. The power of God is touching people. The presence of God. The angel of his presence. Madabadoria sandere broshika talaba. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes. Bring them to me. Bring them to me now. You see people screaming. People are screaming. People are shouting. Bring them tonight. In the name of Jesus. Yalabababababodia sandarabane. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I see people experiencing mind-blowing miracles, mind-blowing testimonies. Take it one, take it two, take it three, take it four. Mind-blowing miracles. Carry them to me quickly. It is happening. As soon as I mention it, it's happening right now. Receive it in Jesus' name. Limana bada diatala. Yes, 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 yes. Malena bunda tabadiandarabatan. Tonight is the night you have been waiting for. Tonight is the night you have been waiting for. Everybody lift up your hand. I seek to receive from the Lord right now. In the name of Jesus. And it is happening now. Take it. Receive it. This place, I see the angel of his presence moving over this place. Take it. One, receive it now. Receive it. Two, that's it. It's flowing. It's flowing right now. Something is happening here. Oh, malabaturia sandere banda, shandarana bande. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. He's making your life beautiful. The finer is here tonight. The finer is here tonight. This is it, young man. I hear the word restoration. I don't know what has been taken from you. But God said restoration. Receive it in the name of Jesus. The favor of God has located you. The judgment of God. Mayadabaleya. Oh, you will be chosen. You will be chosen. When others are not being chosen, you are going to be chosen. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Balabandoria sandere broshe katalaba. Ah, bring her to me now. Tonight, people are being chosen. I see people. You were not chosen before, but tonight, yes, receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Jesus, that's it. Oh, look at this lady. It's flowing. It's flowing. It's flowing.
at the back, lift up your hand. You are being chosen. Say the Spirit of the Lord. You are being chosen. You are being chosen. Receive it. Receive it. Just as Esther was chosen, you are also being chosen by the Lord for a miracle, for a testimony. Receive it tonight. Oh, the power of God is all over this place. The power of God is all over this place. The presence of God, the angel of his presence. Receive it tonight. Bakata bako shekata lava. Yay! Yay! Lift up your hand and receive. It's in your hands now. Take it. Take it. Where are these ladies? Can you hurry up? Jesus. That's it. The power of God. Some of you, the power of God will begin to make you shake. You're going to shake now. Ashes, what them? Some people are going to begin to shake now. Take it in the name of Jesus. That's it. That's it. Carry them to me. You will see them shaking. Oh yes. Where are the miracles? Tonight God is giving you that miracle. Manda bandoria sandere bataya. Ke yalunda bantadiando. Whoa. That is it. That is it. That is it. That is it. Bring her to me. Yes. Watch them. Anybody standing by you who is shaking, shaking uncontrollably, bring that person to me. Look at this lady. Jesus. A strong presence is all around you. Tonight, receive it. Now, take it. That's it. That's it. Where are these ladies with the cloth? In the name of Jesus. Yes. I see some women. Hitherto you were not chosen, but tonight your name has been added to the list. Receive it in Jesus' name. Oh yes. Oh yes. Your marriage has delayed, but no more. Oh, tonight, watch them, watch them, watch them, watch them. It's flowing, it's flowing, it's flowing, it's flowing. Jesus. Oh yes. I hear the old chapter has been closed. The old chapter has been closed, and the new chapter has been opened. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. At the back, lift up your hands. Oh yes. He's a miracle working God. Your name is Yah. Oh yes. Your name is Yah. Your name is Yah. Bring the cloth. Oh, you are the miracle.
Your name is Yah.
Now listen. The Spirit of the Lord is telling me that there's somebody here. You felt you were all alone. You said, God has forsaken you. You said, Lord, why are you allowing me to go through this alone? Tonight, the Lord said, I should tell you, he's right by your side. The angel of his presence is right by your side. I said, watch out. Somebody is about to break out loud, crying. That person. Yes. Yes. Jesus. Receive it. Receive it. A new day. A new day is dawning in your life. The old is gone. The new has come. That which is impossible with man
is possible with God. For with God, all things are possible. Oh, yes. Where are those people who are crying? Bring them to me. Literally crying that God has forsaken you. But he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I am right by your side. Where are you, Lord? Where can I find you? Bring those people to me.
You must be in the throne, right by my side.
Jesus.
I want to be.
How many want to feel him tonight? Lift up your hands to the Lord. It's happening. Experience your mighty presence with me. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee, he is a mighty God. He will save me, will rejoice over me with joy. God in the midst of thee. Sing.
He will save me.
Receive. I see the glory of God. Upon you, Jesus. Yes. Sarah said, the Lord has made me to laugh. And those who hear my testimony will laugh with me. Oh, some people are laughing. The Lord is giving you a beautiful testimony. Oh, yes. You are here, oh Lord. Let me pray for this man. I don't know, but the Spirit of God said I should pray for you. That thing that is on your heart, receive it from today. Receive. Receive.
Receive. I want to feel the presence of God standing right by me. Standing right.
Here you feel God is far away from you. Tonight I want you to come. God is going to make you feel his presence like never before. And his hand is going to work that miracle in your life. Come. He said he has not left you. He has not forgotten you. He's right by your side. Come to me right now. When the people were confused, Paul said to them, be of good cheer. He said, for this night, the angel of the Lord, whom I serve, whose I am, whom I serve, he said, he stood by my side. He's with me. He's with you. He's with you. Says, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. He said, for this night, Malakatoriana, the angel of the Lord stood by my side. Tonight, the angel of the Lord is standing by your side. Lift up your hand. Oh, yes. Right by me. drama is not helping us, I don't know. Lift up your hand, it's flowing right now. Jesus. Oh, may you experience his presence tonight. Everybody lift up your hand. Many of you are experiencing his presence. You will feel something all over you. Some of you will feel some cold shivers, cold sensation. Some of you will feel some heat. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, yes. Malamashuna na da bande. Jesus. Oh, yes. He said, I know. Malimoshan da la bande. Lima katalianda. He's with you. Don't struggle with them, please. Leave them. Don't struggle with them. Jesus. These ladies with the cloth, be alert. Just be around. Hey, I am with you, saith the Lord. I am with you. 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 Yes. You're going to experience the presence of God in a very special way. Bring that lady to me. You see, all of a sudden you feel like crying. You can't control the tears. That is the presence that has just come upon you. Bring her to me. Bring her to me. Bring that lady over there. Yes, that lady there with her hand on her stomach. Jesus. Oh, yes. The presence of God just came upon you. And the power of God. Jesus. When Mary asked the angel, how is it possible that a woman like me, who doesn't even know a man, I can be pregnant? And the angel said, the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Tonight, the power of the Most High is overshadowing you. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Yes. The power of the Most High. Look at this one. Jesus, 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 I tell you, something is happening here. Something is happening here. Yes, that's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. That's it. It's flowing. It's flowing. It's flowing. It's flowing. It's flowing. That's it. Yes. Who is that person? Bring that person to me right now. The Holy Ghost, the Bible says, the Spirit moveth where it listeth. It bloweth where it listeth. You cannot tell where it's coming from or where it's going. But at least when we hear somebody crying, we know the Holy Ghost is moving at that place. Bring that person to me. Bring that brother at the back with his hands on his head. Now, in the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes. What do you do, my brother? You are going to enter a season of traveling. I just saw you. You are traveling, moving, moving, back and forth, back and forth. What do you do? Jesus. What does he do? Oh, receive it in the name of Jesus. It's your portion. 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 Oh, look at this lady. Look at that. It's the presence of God. The power of God working in your life right now. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. Oh. It's been a long time, but God said I should tell you very soon. Very soon. Very soon. Receive it. That's it. That is it. Receive it in the name of Jesus. He has not left you. Say the Spirit of the Lord, I have not left you. After you have come out of the furnace of affliction, you're going to come out as pure gold. You are coming out beautiful. For the finer himself will make you fine. He 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 will make you fine. You make my life so beautiful. Bring her back to me. Oh, and I see you have made me here and there. There's nothing greater than this.
There's nothing greater than this.
You must let the Spirit lead you. The Holy Ghost is working on him. He doesn't need me. Yes, Jesus. Oh, receive it. Lift up your hand.
You make my life so beautiful. Beautiful, so beautiful. And as you have made me here and there.
There's nothing
greater than me. Oh, that's why I love you. Oh, forevermore. I want more of you.
Everybody lift up your hands to the Lord tonight. Young lady said to me, Prophet, I am believing God that my beloved's AS will change to AA. What a crazy faith. Tonight, I don't know who has that crazy faith to believe God for something crazy. Tonight, God, by our mutual faith, God is going to grant it to you. Lift up your hands to the Lord. Jesus, let me pray for that lady there. Yes. Father, two of you come. Crazy faith is giving you something crazy. I don't know. Somebody may say you are mad. They will say there's something wrong with you for believing such a thing. But I'm telling you, because you believe it, it is happening. Oh, Lama Sandara Bashandere. Receive it. It's flowing. It's flowing. Receive it now. I feel a powerful presence here. Jesus. Yes. 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 Tonight I see people with crazy faith, believing something very wild. Yeah, Jesus. Yes. Jesus. Jesus. Yes. Yes. I see people with crazy faith all over this place. Your faith is attracting a miracle to you. Now, take it. Receive it. Now, in Jesus' name. Yes. 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 It's like a chain reaction. It's moving all over the building. Take it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Take it. Something crazy. Something crazy. Something crazy. Come. For he's given it to you. Yes, something crazy. I don't know, but I see people. You are believing God for something crazy. I want you to come to me right now. A crazy faith. Not just anything at all, but this thing you are believing God for, it is a crazy faith that we are talking about. It's like you are believing God that you will have a jet now. Hey! Watch them. Watch them. And this will turn to your faith. He said, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. By our mutual faith. Lift up your hand. I see people with crazy faith. Something crazy, and you are going to give a crazy testimony. So how is this thing possible? Don't worry about the how, just believe it. As soon as I touch you, believe it, because I am joining my faith with your faith. Take it now. That's it. Look at that. Look at that. Jesus. Yes, people with crazy faith. As you are standing here, the faith is boiling in you. Oh, Jesus. Hey, Jesus. Something crazy. People will ask, how did you do this? You will tell them, I came to a service and there was a crazy faith that I displayed. Look at that. Look at that. People with crazy faith to believe God. Receive it now. Hey, nobody wants to help you, but God said, I will help you. David said, even if your mother and your father forsake you, God said, I will not forsake you. I will not be there. I will be there to help you. Receive that thing. It sounds impossible today, but I tell you, look at that, look at that, look at that, look at that, look at that. It's taking place now. Crazy faith. Is it possible? Yes, it's possible. It's possible. I believe it if you believe it. I believe it if you believe it. I believe it if you believe it. He said, I want to have my wedding this year. I believe it if you believe it. It is happening. It is happening. Yes. I just saw you with some crazy faith. Bring him back to me. Yeah. That's it. Take it. It's blowing. It's blowing.
Watch them. Watch them. Receive it, young lady. Watch them, ashes. Yes. Believing God for something crazy. Yes. I see it. It's a very heavy thing you are believing God for. I believe with you. Let it come to pass in Jesus' name. Yes. That's it. Take it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. You do miracles so great. Malabandoria Naman, for you are great. You do miracles so great. Jesus, there is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. Receive it, receive it, receive it. I am believing with you. Receive it. Receive it. You deserve the glory. You deserve the glory. That's it. That's it. That's it. That is it. Yes.
You and me under. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we bless your holy name. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. Oh, there is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. Oh, there is no.
Let it be.
As we lift your holy name, you deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands
in the name of Jesus. Receive it now. Crazy faith, crazy faith, crazy faith, crazy faith, crazy faith, crazy faith, crazy faith. Receive it.
There is no one else like you. There is no one. For you are great.
Lord, touch.
Great miracles.
Great miracles. Great miracles. Receive it.
There is no one else like you.
Receive it.
You are great.
Yes.
Miracles so great.
Now.
There is no one else like you.
Oh.
There is no one.
For you are great. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it.
Receive it.
Receive it. Receive it.
You are great. You do miracles so great.
Oh, Jesus.
There is no one else like you.
Jesus.
There is.
Take it. Take it now. Take it now. Take it now. Loma shandala matande brosande. Malelemo sandala lavandoria sandala. Limbreketudia sandala lavande. Receive it tonight. It's flowing. 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 Labodia de Roshandara Bandaria Narabane Loma Narababu Vasanda Labane Jesus Gadiambodia Narabane Loma Nabadia Delemos Sandalabane Lababacaturia Sandelemos Abane. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. I see some couples here. You are believing God for a child. Oh yes. I've seen God do crazy, crazy, crazy miracles. La mashandarabane. Oh, la mananabane. La bandoria sandala la bando taria nere mane moshala la bane ramatandaria ndele moshana mane mane. I'm desperate for you. Without you,
I'm lost without you.
Oh Jesus, no drum, just the keyboard. And if you're a couple, you're believing God for a child.
I'm desperate for you.
I want you to come to me right now. I've seen people, and those believing God for a child, let them stand here.
Jesus.
Oh yes, it seems impossible, but it's not impossible with God. It's impossible with you, but not with God. Watch him. He's going to do it for you right now. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it.
This is the hour of grace.
Oh, 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 yes. Oh, Jesus. Yes. May the Lord do it for you. Malamasundele batane. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Jesus. Jesus.
This is my Jesus. Daily
bread. Oh. Don't struggle with them.
This is my daily
bread.
Your very word.
Don't struggle with them. Receive it.
And
if you're standing by your spouse, hold each other's hand. Lord, bless them with the fruit of the womb. A year from today. Give them a miracle, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That which is impossible with man is possible with you. Do it, Lord. Take it in the name of Jesus.
Bless, Lord, the fruit of the womb. In the name of Jesus. Bless, Lord. Father, do it, Lord, for them. Bless them with the fruit of the womb, O God. In the name of Jesus. Receive it. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. A year from today, may you share your testimony. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. May you be blessed with the fruit of the womb. Receive it in the name of Jesus. It's your portion. Bless her womb, O God. Bless her womb, O God. Bless his loins, O God. Bless him, Lord. Cause her to receive the fruit of the womb. Jesus.
Jesus. You are my daily bread.
In the name of Jesus, we declare it is done. Bless him. Bless her. Touch them, O God. Father, bless them. With the fruit of the womb. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Give me more. Do it again, Lord. Do it again, Lord. Do it again. Jesus is flowing right now. Receive it. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you that it is done. The fruit of the womb is your reward. Thank you for your reward. Every cycle, negative cycle is broken in Jesus' name. And I declare a new cycle, a new cycle, a new season, a new cycle, and a new season, a new chapter. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Do it, Lord. Surprise them, Lord. Surprise everyone. Let the people around be surprised. In the name of Jesus, let it be, Lord. A year from today, a beautiful testimony. In the name of Jesus, let it be. Just like they said of Saul, they will say of you, a Saul also among the prophets. That will be your portion. Tonight, I want you to write out that crazy miracle. Give me some envelopes.